From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, we'll take a look at an upcoming sports fest in St. Catherine. De La Vega City in St. Catherine is one of the new communities in the Citizen Security and Justice Program. The community was formally introduced to the CSJP family through an opportunity and information fair held in January of this year. Since then, the team has been on the ground in the community, getting to know residents, registering persons for CSJP initiatives, and assisting with activities in the community. One such CSJP-endorsed activity is the upcoming De La Vega City Sports Extravaganza, which is slated to take place in the community over 2 days on Easter weekend. We hear more about the event from Joan Black, the General Secretary of the De La Vega City Citizens Association and the community's sports coordinator.
De La Vega City Sports Day is now 4 years old. We normally have this every year, Easter Sunday and Easter Monday event. On Easter Sunday, we call that Games Day, where netball, football and basketball compete. And on Easter Monday, what we have now is the opening ceremony, cheerleaders, and then the athletes take the field.
Sports have always been an integral part of CSJP's program. Remember, CSJP is committed to improving the lives of unattached youth in vulnerable communities, and the use of sport is a particularly important tool as it builds togetherness and strengthens ties among participants.
The main aim of the sporting activities is to build unity within the community, cohesion. And this sporting activity started in 2010 when the community was experiencing curfew, and the Citizens Association came up with another idea of having something to keep the young people occupied, and so they came up with this sporting extravaganza.
Since the community was already separated into blocks, designating teams was an easy task.
They divide the community in blocks, 4 blocks, Garvey, Henderson, Spanish, and Rodney. And so the 4 blocks compete. Residents from these communities compete against each other. They also include some of the surrounding communities that are close by.
With less than 2 weeks to go before the extravaganza, persons in and around De La Vega City are working hard to ensure that the event is a success. Teams are having fundraising activities to get supplies and gear. Community members are clearing the fields and getting the community ready for the event. And of course, they're training hard to ensure their block comes out on top.
It's very well supported by the community and even persons from outside. It's a calendar activity on their community agenda. Now the community is riled up, they are practicing, they are doing everything to ensure that on the day coming, they'll be ready for competition.
Sharon Bowie, CSJP Community Action Officer for De La Vega City. Miss Black, the community's sports coordinator, says so far the event has had real benefits for the community, raising spirits and even improving relations with the police.
It also incorporates the police, St. Catherine North, because they are also a part of us. We ask for a community relationship to be so on that day. So their presence is also here for community policing, and they also send teams to participate invitationally at the day of the event.
The sports coordinator says she's pleased that this year, CSJP will be part of the activities. Remember, the De La Vega City Sports Extravaganza is being held on Sunday, March 31 and Monday, April 1. So if you're in the area, De La Vega City is the place to be. That's it for this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.